Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, welcome to Big Game Alone. Hello, Kedia. Simon? Lewis,
what did you say? My ear got
Pekura, Porkin.
I'm okay.
Pekura, well, Porkin.
Are we underwater? I did have a shower.
Hello, welcome to Pekura Porkin.
What's happening?
Hello, Pekura Boy. Simon. I'm strong.
What?
Bongulance.
Call of Bongulance.
Hello, welcome to Peculiar Portions. With me,
what we know,
Simon
get
Honeydew.
On, get on with
Twitch.
It.
We don't need to. Slash
don't need to do any of that.
Lewis Brinley.
What's in the news? Tell me the news.
Lewis Brinley.
No, I'm not on.
Oh, you don't know what Twitter. Oh, okay.
Don't fight. Don't contact me.
Okay. Don't email. Don't text.
Don't look at me.
Don't even look at him.
Well, you can look at me, but the audience.
Oh, okay.
Don't look at me, Tom.
Don't look. Just look at Daff.
To pay for that. Look at Daff. Oh, look. What a good boy. What's in the news today? What's in the news today?
Daff. So this is a lovely story about a hungry girl. She's very hungry. That picture is fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. It's the it's like the smile of victory.
Yes, this is what happens
on her face.
When you
Oh, son, it's a boy.
When a little boy.
It's a boy. I'm sorry.
So obviously he's seen his mother ordering
DoorDash.
Is that what it was
yeah.
done on? The food delivery app.
Yeah.
And he's seen her how to get a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And he's gone on there and figured it out.
At 2 years old.
2 years
two
old.
2 years old. A toddler.
Ordered 31 cheeseburgers.
31 cheeseburgers.
Imagining what happened was, it's a little bit like...
I'm pushing the button for the cheeseburger and the cheeseburger's not
it's
here.
It's not coming.
What's happened? Where's the cheeseburger? I'm pressing it. Where's the cheeseburger? Where's the cheeseburger? What's happening? And 31 times.
Yeah, and then
and
finally...
And then somehow just clicked like...
Got the order
accept.
Through.
What I want to know is, did someone tip the driver?
Right. Like, yeah. Well, maybe he did it through the app. We don't know how much they tipped, but...
$400 tip.
How much is 31 cheeseburgers? Christ.
Through DoorDash.
On the
it's
delivery.
Literally $1 million.
They're like a ten bucks each, probably, each of them burgers. There's a big pile of them. They look a bit like bananas there, don't they? But they are not. They are wrapped.
Very yellow packaging.
He's going to be eating those for the next 31 days, I assume.
Yeah.
Every day for dinner.
Just freeze them. I mean, do you even need to freeze them? Can you just keep them in the fridge? Do they keep?
I feel like if you had that many cheeseburgers, you'd have to use them in every recipe, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, I'm making a stew.
Yeah, you could also make, like, a breakfast version.
Oh!
Like, you know, you could take the bread apart, make some bread pudding, take the burger apart, make it into, like, a meatloaf, you know?
That would be quite easy,
you'd have to. You'd have to get creative quite quick.
Yeah.
Because they can't let
There's
that go to waste.
Probably like a YouTube channel out there that just has recipes using burgers. Like you just buy burgers. I saw one where they had like chicken nuggets, I think it was. Chinkin nuggets. And they mushed them up in like a poultice.
There. Poultry,
right?
Yeah.
In a poultry. Poultice.
A poultry, yeah.
Like in a mortar and pestle kind of thing, right? So they mushed it up into a horrible goo.
So chicken mush and then patties they like were mushed reformed up further. It reformed it
into like a large chicken burgery thing.
Like and a big nug.
Well, what's the point in that?
That's just what it was before.
It's so
How many
weird.
Times do we have this? It's like that peanut butter thing with the Biscoff, which I was complaining about. I don't like this, mm-hmm. where people take a product.
Oh,
and then
when people make things out of other
out of
things.
More things.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It bothers me.
I don't like it when people take a thing that's already a thing and then they make it
take
into
a perfectly
thing.
Good thing, a completed thing, and make it into yeah. a worse thing.
So this is weird because, first of all, his mother's...
When does it end? When does it end? Like, if you take that big burger nug
Lewis,
and then you grind that up Lewis, and make that into something else...
We're made out of atoms and molecules of dead stars.
How do you feel? You're right, actually.
How do you feel about that? We're made out of things that were already a thing.
So we are...
Billions of years ago.
We're made out of billions of burgers.
But what? We're made out of billions of burgers?
Burgers of ground up nugs.
Yeah, and then they're made into a star.
Yeah.
And then the star dies, explodes.
Into ground up again, and
yeah.
then comes back together again. I see.
Yeah.
So that star was perfectly good. I don't know why we needed to blow up the star in order to make humanity and
just to feel better.
Starbucks
maybe it looked cool
and
doing it. I don't
know. DoorDash. Why do we need all of this? Couldn't we have just left it back when we were all stars? Just saying.
I think we were better off when we were stars.
I was.
Do you
yeah.
think we were in a binary system? There was the two of us.
Well, it's 2022. I think people are open to that
yeah,
sort of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
A non-binary system.
They should, well, again,
we're in a non-binary system. That's actually very progressive.
The solar system is very woke.
And it is Pride Month as well. So the mother works for a school in media marketing. Media marketing, is that a job that the school... Does a school need a media marketing person?
I wonder if they work freelance for maybe someone like DoorDash and they're trying to come up with interesting stories in a viral way to promote their product.
$91.70.
So what
plus
the
a 25% tip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that includes the tip.
Oh, right. So are they saying that 91... See, again, this is not the price I'm used to paying for burgers on any kind of delivery app.
Have you not ever had
$3?
Five Guys? Probably not.
That's $3. That's less than $3 a burger.
Five Guys, very expensive burger. Very expensive.
My alarm bells are ringing about this. That seems like it's quite reasonable. $90 for 31 burgers and 25%
tip. $3 a
Why
burger?
Not become a DoorDash delivery driver today? You know, you can get a generous tip. Because two-year-olds are leaving 25% tips.
I think you're being
very convenient.
I think you're being very cynical, Lewis.
Am I being very facetious?
Yes.
I think you got scammed. We're doing a promotion for this. This is what we're doing here.
She was transferring photos from her phone to her computer.
Is this the excuse?
What?
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it, Golden.
When her son started yanking on the phone, her son loves the camera feature on her phone. He likes to look at the reflection. Instead of playing games or doing other activities. But this time he didn't just stare at his reflection. He starts pressing the screen, swinging around like his arm is a roller coaster. Then she received a notification that her DoorDash order was taking longer than usual. It feels like if he's just like going... How is he ordering 31 burgers and confirming it?
No. What's happening here is that people, if she wasn't careful with this marketing stunt, people would say that she had left her phone unattended with a two-year-old and he could have found anything on there, right? So she's trying to cover that up with this ludicrous arm waving.
I was there the whole time and somehow he ordered 31 cheeseburger.
Look, this is a whole setup. He never ordered them anyway, but... She's now worried about her story. She's thinking, God, people are going to think I'm a terrible parent allowing my child to accidentally get access to my mobile phone. He could have looked at any kind of thing on that. Could have looked at dolphin dicks or whale piss drinking. God knows what people look at on the internet.
Well, we look at some real fucked up shit. For this.
We do. Exactly. So she can't. She doesn't want to damage her reputation as a responsible and safe parent. You know, with this viral marketing story that she's doing, being paid by DoorDash.
Crazy. She was invited to meet the McDonald's staff, her and her son, and they were given some chicken nuggets.
They met the company mascots and took photos.
Who are the company mascots of McDonald's? Because they got rid of the clown, didn't they?
Yeah, he was a serial killer. They found like hundreds of bodies buried under like McDonald's restaurants.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he pulls them into the drain.
Oh my God.
When they leave the restaurant, they're skipping down the road with their nugs, or their one big nug after they've made it. They've ground it back up and got a big nug. And he enjoys them. Because I guess that is the process. He grinds up the children. They're perfectly good children, but then he eats them in the same way that chickens are made into delicious.
They're perfectly good children, Lewis Brindley.
Shouldn't be doing it, is what I'm saying. I'm not condoning child murder, is what I'm saying.
That's good. Happy.
No child murder should be happy.
Happy Meals mascot is putting Happy.
Putting that out there.
Terrifying. Absolutely
the fuck
terrifying.
Is this? What is this?
Absolutely fucking terrifying.
Is this what's replaced the clown?
Instead of a clown, they've got a red box with a giant, very human-looking mouth.
He looks like one of the M&M people. One of the M&M men.
No, not as sexy as one of them. No.
Like a non-sexy M&M man.
And you push a button and then the part flumps out. Oh, there's a hole.
What are you saying?
The M&Ms.
You push a button and the part flumps out.
Because there's a hole. There, like a Ken doll.
You push a button and the part flumps out. What does that mean?
Because McDonald's. Because M&Ms have sex. We've seen them in the adverts. They're clearly...
Having sex?
Get horny and they have sex. Even with humans.
Do they?
There was like a scene with like, you know, someone in bed with one.
Was there?
And then there was one in like the closet watching them, wanking. Happy.
Happy, the McDonald's mascot that I've never heard of.
Awful.
Current mascot. Is that... It cannot be the current
mascot.
There's
also whatever this is, the mayor of McDonald's town or whatever. They've got a cop.
He looks like a fucking psychopath, the burger
officer
head man.
Officer Big Mac. Oh, he's Irish.
His head is food.
Hey, Officer Big Mac. Oh.
He's...
So he talks. Can we do that in 2022?
Probably not.
Probably not
in 2023.
Probably not. What a weird fucking story. I love the picture.
No, it's a great picture.
There's a little toddler sitting on a table.
I would like to believe it.
With 31 cheeseburgers next
to him. I'd like to believe it was real and not just a veiled bit of advert that makes me want to have a 31 cheeseburgers.
I was looking at the cheeseburgers
for a very reasonable price. I could feed the whole office for only $90.
I was looking at the cheeseburgers holding.
Get the cheeseburger mega bundle today at McDonald's. I'm loving it. What time?
I was looking at the cheeseburger the little boy's holding, and I was thinking, they're actually very large, the cheese. And then I realised that he's very small.
The cheeseburger's not large
next to a two-year-old toddler.
Yes.
Barrett.
Barrett, his name is.
Barrett.
I think he's named after the character from Final Fantasy VII.
Sid?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Okay, do you want another heartwarming story? I found that heartwarming.
It warmed. Unlike the burgers, it was warming, yeah.
How warm is your heart right now?
I'd say a balmy, a couple of degrees above room temperature.
That's really bad. That's actually seriously bad.
It's dangerous.
Your core body temperature should be much, much higher than that.
Okay, well, I better...
Should be like 10 degrees higher than that.
Right. Well, I don't know. Again, not a scientist. Don't understand. Don't ask me these questions.
What was it, 37 degrees?
Whatever, I'm fine. I'm an average.
Sure.
Jeez.
Whatever. I'm average.
I'm average, all right?
That's what my girlfriend's always said.
She says that.
We said I'm average.
She says
it's normal.
It doesn't bother her.
I'm perfectly normal.
Bother her.
The doctor said that too. The doctor said, "Don't worry, Mr. Brindley, it's normal."
She said, "It's never
it's supposed to look like that."
Indeed, that's what they said.
You're like, "Are you sure?" Like it kind of goes like this. that's normal.
That's
don't
fine.
Worry about it.
Everyone's different.
Why did you just look to the side when you said that? I said, "Don't worry about it."
What?
What? Why do you look like? An NPC in L.A. Noir.
Why are you writing so much down on this notepad? Who are you ringing? I got a weird one. Send in the doctors.
It's called Brindley disease.
Oh, no. Well, no, the doctor would name it after himself. And
yeah, he's
his
also
name.
Called Brindley. Dr. Brindley.
Well, I always
no
go to the same...
Spelled differently. No E.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird. Perverse.
But, yeah.
Don't like those. Those
no
words.
I, either.
No eye?
Yeah.
What happened to it?
Got poked out.
By a rogue apostrophe.
Yeah.
All right, let's fucking
move
on.
Is the apostrophe that was missing from the patient's waiting room sign? Because they didn't know where the apostrophe went, so they didn't bother.
Yeah.
They're like, does it go between the T and the S, or does it go after the S?
Is it the do they own it, or is it for them... Or, you know, the patient is waiting's room, you know.
The patient is waiting's room.
Yeah. Patient is waiting room. Hurry up.
What the fuck is going on?
look at that rash quicker.
We need a Ricola.
What's happening?
Next story. Heartwarming story. We need to get your core heart temperature up.
It's too low.
We need more heartwarming stories.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Lewis will die.
Well, I can't be having that.
So a couple woke up and there was a stranger sleeping with them in their bed.
Fuck!
And you may think, that's not very heartwarming. But it was a little doggy-woggy. Little doggy-woo-woo. Papa.
God.
Papa doggy.
I didn't know where this story was. I thought it was just going to be a murder. You know, this is what happens, isn't it? You know, but...
This is a recreation.
Recreation.
This is what my cats do, so I assume this is what dogs do as well. They just put their ass against, like, your face when you're sleeping. You're like,
do you reckon they're using the beard brush as, like, a kind of way to get clean? They're using, like...
Oh, maybe. Oh, Carly has been like, she does sometimes rub her face against my beard.
To get like the tuna out of it. Or
yeah.
Your beard, I mean. Yeah, she's hungry for
tuna out my beard.
You're very
That's
messy
why I put
eater.
It there though, to make her do that. And then it feels like she loves me. She doesn't. She doesn't love me. She loves tuna.
Yeah, we love you though.
Yeah,
don't
thank
worry.
You. Thank
so,
you.
We love you. So, a couple woke up to find a stranger in their bed.
A strange dog in their bed.
A strange dog. A stranger dog.
Imagine...
Was it not their dog?
No, they don't have a dog, I don't think. Well, okay. They have a dog, but it wasn't that dog.
Okay.
Imagine waking up in your bed in the morning to find out the dog you've been snuggling with isn't yours.
Okay. This is a nice story. There's no hidden viral messaging here.
Wow.
Yet.
Yeah, might be coming.
So I'm just watching out for that land, like that pitfall trap. That landmine of, oh, his name was Pringles.
Pringles. Oh, my God. That's a good name for a dog, though, isn't it?
It is. So, sorry.
So, Jimmy and Julie Johnson.
That sounds like
couple.
A fake as fuck name.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy and Julie Johnson woke up one morning to find a strange creature in their bed.
Jimmy and Julie Johnson, and I rolled over on the side of my bed, and I said, "No, no, no, that's not our dog," Julie Johnson said.
It's like a children's book.
The couple thinks the back door was left open by accident, and their new furry roommate just wandered in a little bit.
Julie Johnson went into the living room.
Oh, woo.
And there was a dog on the sofa.
Furry roommate.
That's not our dog, Julie Johnson said.
It was a furry. It was someone in a full fur costume.
Oh, I see. Their furry roommate.
Yeah.
Right. So, I don't think the furry community seeded this story and made it up. I think that's just a poor choice of words by these people here.
They posted it on Facebook and someone recognised that it was a dog named Nala.
Do they live somewhere that's hot enough that they could just casually leave the back door open?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that wouldn't happen in, let's say, Vancouver.
Iceland.
No, yeah. If you left the back door open, you'd have more trouble than a dog creeping in at night. The whole kitchen would be full of snow and there'd be a polar bear.
In Iceland, the Hilda folk or whatever, the little gnomes will come in. Mend all your shoes.
That was very convenient. Thank you.
I'll just leave a little acorn filled with cream out for them.
That's very sensitive of you. You know how to communicate with them.
Well, I do believe in gnomes, Lewis.
Now, nice you if you don't.
I don't
want to
go into
out.
It the whole thing, but gnomes are real and they're strong and they are my friends.
Don't fuck with gnomes.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Yeah, they can.
I wasn't planning to.
They can get into your house and fix your shoes. God knows what else they could do. They could take a shit in your mouth, is what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
I know. You're having a nice sleep.
So they're cobblers. Do, do,
do, do. Well, if you don't leave the creamy acorn out, they're going to be very unhappy.
Creamy acorn. Now, I don't like that.
Why not?
Because that was a nickname someone once gave my penis. The creamy acorn. What the fuck?
Oh gosh. Tom started laughing and it set me off. I wouldn't have gone.
Someone claimed it was their dog and they actually sent pictures of the dog.
Okay, right, fine.
They're like, yeah, this is Nala, look. And then they sent pictures of them with the dog, you know, like posing with the dog.
Was it lost? Were they like...
It got out and it got into some stranger's fucking house and just got into bed with them and snuggled up with them in the night. She travelled 2 miles.
Act like you belong, I guess, isn't it? It's just confidence. Yeah.
Two bloody
miles.
As a matter of fact, I was still laying in the bed and snuggling with Nala when her mom walked into the room.
What?
You didn't even get out of bed. You knew someone was coming and they live 2 miles away.
Sorry, so Jimmy Johnson posted on Facebook, I found a dog.
Yeah.
Someone said, that's my dog. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Yeah.
He got back into bed with the dog for a quick snuggle.
I don't think he left the bed at any point.
Well, he did this whole thing in bed.
Yeah.
So he posted on his phone. He's like snuggling the dog on his one hand on his phone. Like, well, anyone lost a dog? I'll be around in a second. And he's still in bed with... Put some pants on, man. Make the dog a breakfast. It's just spent the night.
I would be fucking creeped out.
You have to use guest rules.
If, like... You know, I got a text and they were like, is this, I think Carly's here snuggling with me in bed. And I was like, what, Carly? And I'm like, okay, where do you live? And I don't know who this person is and how they got my number. And I go around to their house, the door's open. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's how she got in, the door's open. Hello? Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Come through here. And I walk in and it's their bedroom. And they're lying in bed with my cat on them. With her ass in their face, presumably.
Well,
that's a weird situation. Walking into someone's bedroom and they're snuggling with your pet. That's very weird.
Well, how would you get that pet back? I mean, Carly hates you. So
I'd
how
open
would you...
a tin of tuna and just put it all in my beard.
And then like...
Carly!
And then like dance out of the house like the Pied Piper. You're really painting such a vivid picture.
That's what I do. And then she comes running and then she eats the tuna out my beard.
It's very clean. Everyone benefits from this bizarre relationship. Well,
I can't believe he was still in bed with the dog. That's weird.
A bit weird. But, you know, you've got to make the most of it, haven't you, when a dog comes into your house at night and sleeps in your bed.
They said they would have just kept the dog if no one responded.
Well, it was obviously a very well-behaved dog, you know, and...
That
dog was very smart, you know?
Whose dog is this?
Jimmy Johnson opened his eyes and didn't recognize the dog sleeping in their bed.
Stayed rolled over on my side of the bed, and he goes, no, 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 it's not our dog.
Is she speaking English?
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Canine, quietly
her and the dog in bed.
Uninvited.
This isn't my dog.
One, how did the dog get in my house? Two, we have three dogs, Jupiter, Hollis, and Zeppelin. And they bark at anything. A squirrel in the yard, a rabbit, a bird, they bark. And there was no noise.
But as the pair...
So they got three dogs, and the dogs always bark at other animals.
There was no warning for this.
And they didn't even notice that there was a fourth dog in the house, in bed with their owners.
And they're not jealous? Or like kind of... Maybe they were all in the same bed. You know, maybe it's just like a big pile-up in there. There's like... It's just some hedonistic dog human sleeping pile.
It's very weird, isn't it? It's very weird.
It's a bit weird. And
the bit that gets me is the fact that he was still in bed with the dog when the owner came.
Get up, have a shower, dude. Like, someone's coming around. You know, the place might be a mess. You know, who knows what that dog's done in the night? You know? Maybe they don't care. They just chill. They're one with the world.
If they got three dogs, maybe they just...
Maybe they understand that we're all just part of the same fabric.
Here we go.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all... Yeah. We're all...
Are we going to find out you're a member of some weird cult? We're all interconnected, man. You're probably going to be, you know, saying like aliens are going to come or something. And aliens are also all part of the thing.
Fabric of the universe. Yeah. We are one of... We're all one from the same stardust. You know?
It's true.
You know? You gotta just...
What if the aliens land and they're all really furry and you're allergic to them? What then?
Well, you can take an antihistamine.
That's true.
You know, there's ways to...
And just so much.
There are ways to deal with it. I would be worried if the furries came down. They're already here. They walk among
us. What? Among us?
Yeah, you see them in the suits. We've already talked about it, you know, the furry friends coming in.
But the furries are out there. They're real. I believe in them. I believe that they're real.
I know.
What if you know, they take the head off and it's just like one of those classic grey aliens underneath? We have adapted to your culture, human.
There's a thing I saw the other day about a UFO, the Brazil's Roswell.
Oh, God.
Right? There was like a little village and people thought they saw an alien.
I love this because we're not reading the story. This is all from your memory
of
reading it. And how long ago did you read this story?
Oh, about a month ago. But there's a documentary about it that I didn't see, but I saw it was out. I didn't watch it. But what I liked was there was like a... they think it was a guy called Mardinho. They called like it's like
footballer, isn't he? Brazilian footballer.
No, but it was a man.
Mardinho.
It was a man covered in mud. They called him like Mardinho, which means like mud man.
Okay, right.
And they think it was him that the people saw because it was a rainy sort of field, and he was like skulking around the area at the time.
So Mardinho is a real person.
He's not. That's not his name. That's like his nickname.
Yeah, he's not an alien or a weird creature. He's just
not
a
that we know.
That
we might
rolls around in mud.
Well, we don't. I could be an alien. You could be an. Look, we could if they're smart enough to get here, they're probably smart enough to blend in with us. You know. That's why they're disguised as furries.
You do look different from the last time I saw you. So this is a story about a park bench.
So this is one of those things where loved ones. Elderly loved ones, they
die.
Love to be remembered. with a park bench.
Yeah, it's a classic thing in the UK.
You know, Doris loved to, you know,
sit in the park.
Sit in the park and watch and complain about the squirrels.
Yeah.
Or, you know, look out over the vista and watch people coming in and out of the public toilets.
Yeah.
You know?
She used to love doing that.
And so we get a bench, we put it there, and other people can enjoy what Doris enjoyed.
Yeah, and when they put a little plaque on it, dedicated to the memory of Doris, she loved to watch people coming in and out the public toilets.
That's what's written on it. And so this is not...
It's not the sex thing, in parentheses.
No, you just liked it. Mm. You know, you saw a lot of people. And so this, to me, is not a big deal. In loving memory of Hugh Davis, shout out.
Shout out, Hugh.
Dead. There's a park bench that says he used to sit here and shout, fuck off, at the seagulls.
Yeah.
We can all relate.
Seagulls, terrible pain in the ass.
I was feeding some seagulls.
What?
The other day.
Why?
Well, I had something I was...
You got this... You said you ordered too many seeds. You wanted a small bag and you got a large bag delivered. And you've been
I did tell you. I was feeding
You've been
some.
Putting them in your pockets and you got a hole in your pocket and then it goes out through the trouser leg.
And a man shouted at me and he was like, don't feed those fucking seagulls. They shit all over my boat.
Yeah, you Simon from the Yogscast. Did they say that to you?
That happened to me a couple of times this week.
Yeah. Very funny.
It's
very
great.
Funny.
I love it. I love getting that.
Did you say, no, I'm not the diggy hole man. I'm the other one.
That's right. Yes, I do. I say, oh, sorry, terribly sorry, sir. You got the wrong chap. You want the one with the beard? No, the big beard.
Oh. Okay.
The older one.
So what did this guy...
Wrinkly.
What did this guy...
Looks a bit like a potato.
A potato? What?
More and more every year.
Which one? Me? You?
Who are the other one?
Which one looks like a potato? Are you potato? Potato Brindley?
Look, Hugh Davis...
What? No. What was
if there's one thing that I'm going to remember about Hugh Davis?
He said, fuck off to seagulls.
He loved saying, fuck off to seagulls.
He loved it. He lived for it.
He honestly, that was his thing.
And he died for it as well.
Hopefully not of it.
He did.
Did he have a heart attack?
No.
The seagulls, they wouldn't fuck off.
They tore him to pieces. Like Hitchcock's The Birds.
But he wouldn't give him his sandwich.
Or Birdemic, the other classic movie.
Yes.
About birds.
The favourite one.
Yeah.
They do go for... your stuff.
What did that guy say to you then when you were putting food out for the seagulls? What did he say?
He said, don't fucking feed the seagulls. They shit all over my boat. That's what he said.
He's got a boat.
Yeah, he's got a narrow boat in the fucking canal.
A narrow boat?
Yeah, a narrow boat with a whole
house narrow boat. Boat.
A narrow boat.
He needs to get himself a thick boat.
Well, that's a question for Mrs. Narrowboat.
Mrs. Narrowboat.
That's her problem.
Don't feed the fucking seagulls. They shit all over my fucking narrow boat.
That's what he said, but unless... didn't say narrow boat. He just said boat. I don't know if it is called that. Anyway,
right.
He was very... It ruined my moment of bird feeding enjoyment and
it put me off.
Put me all off kilter.
Did you slowly walk off?
I sort of blinked, I think, and walked off, yeah.
Are you talking to me? The person putting seeds down for the seagulls? You should have said, it's okay, they're poisoned. I'm putting poison down for them.
It's all right.
Carry on then, mate. There you go.
I didn't think, I'm not that quick on my feet, though. It caught me by surprise.
L'esprit d'escalier.
What was the old... there's a thing that you have to say if someone says, do you know who I am? Do you know
Diggy
what...
old man.
No, do you know who I
am? Oh, no, you're the other one.
You say, like, someone call an ambulance. This guy doesn't know who he is.
Oh. That's a terrible...
It's a bit long, isn't it? It's a bit long. There must be better ones than that. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, you're all that c***ing off YouTube, are you?
Well, exactly. No, that's what I want.
Well, at least you recognise me.
Yeah.
I don't really like the insult, sir.
I'm not really that visible on YouTube. He wouldn't recognise that. He'd think, I used to love Shadow of his fur. That's what he'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever happened to it?
When's episode 43 coming out?
Yeah, what's that? What happened to it? What happened to that other one? Is he dead?
Oh my god. No, the Diggy Hole Man's alive and well.
Diggy Diggy Hole Man is doing fine. He's perfectly fine. He lives in a house with two cats. They eat tuna off of his face.
Yeah. It's perfectly normal. Perfectly normal thing.
It's a consensual
Nothing
thing.
Weird. Mysterious park bench plaque went viral. So I don't know if this is an official, because the council don't know. They, you know, they didn't put the plaque there.
Right.
So clearly this is like, you know.
Well, I think that you have to be a little bit gorilla on some of these things, because
with a U.
If you put a bench down somewhere nice,
mm.
people are just going to assume it was the council. No one's going to kind of... There's only going to be a couple of busybodies who actually know that this bench shouldn't be there.
I think it's an old bench, a new plaque.
Oh, possibly. Yeah. But usually if you get a plaque on it, you have to pay for the bench, you see.
So it's in the grounds of Aberystwyth.
Someone... We need to restart, Simon.
Push the button on the back of my neck.
Mew.
No, it's on the back of my neck.
Oh. Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth Castle. Aberystwyth.
That's so stupid.
Maybe I've got to say it with a Welsh accent. Aberystwyth Castle.
No, Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth.
There you go.
Aberystwyth Castle.
You did it once. We'll use
that
cut.
One of them was right. Yeah, if we could just edit out all the bad takes.
All the other nonsense.
A history professor took a picture of the bench, tweeted it, and it has 147,000 likes.
Okay, so far.
That's a lot of likes.
Oh, that is a lot of likes. Things, you know, oof. Gosh, wow. And there's a picture of a seagull.
It's a horrible picture. Look at it. Well,
Hugh,
I mean,
did not
picture,
like seagulls. Hugh, how can you not like seagulls? They're good lads. Very loud, but, you know, can make the most of them.
The whole the story is just what people said in response to the tweet.
Yes.
And I hate those articles.
They are... almost always very gentle
story.
And mundane. So there are ways to do this. I looked into it. When my nan died.
Oh, God.
And we did get something similar.
Can we get some Fs in the comments?
Fs in the comments. But, you know, getting a bench, it's a nice thing. It's a nice little thing to do.
What were you planning it to read? You don't have to dox your...
In loving memory of Lewis's nan.
Yeah.
She was very old.
She was very old.
She had a good life. She was...
She loved sitting down.
She loved sitting down. God, didn't she? That's what I think
it.
Of when I think...
Every time I used to visit her, she'd be just sat down there. But then she was in a wheelchair, so... But...
She loved things.
She loved things.
Benches, scenery.
Not immigrants.
She wasn't partial.
No. No. Anything new? Like new things.
Well, we don't need to write that on there. We don't need to write what she didn't like.
Hated music. Used to yell.
In loving memory of Lewis's Nan, she hated music.
Yeah.